to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring music from pianist Frank Kimbrough's new solo piano CD, Air, and talking with Frank Kimbrough as well, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow. Pianist Frank Kimbrough performing Thelonious Monk's Jackieing from his new solo CD on the Palmetto label Air. Frank Kimbrough talks about why he chose this particular Monk composition for the CD.
It's a tune that I've loved for a long time, and I think the version of it that really stuck with me was the one from the London collection. It was the last recording, I think, that he made. He did a solo session and he did a trio session. And he did this version of jacking on there that was quite slow. My version may be slower than his. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and A-B them. And so I somehow lost that CD years ago. But I just like, you know, I like doing things slow because it gives you time to hear what's happening harmonically. It gives you time to hear the overtones. It gives you time to kind of think and to hear things. So, you know, that is done slower than any quartet version of it, certainly. And it may be slower than the solo version that he did.
David Bren Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and we'll be playing Frank Kimbrough's new CD, Air, and talking with the pianist about his solo piano release. We've also got music on the way from Frank Sinatra, Duke Ellington, and vibraphonist Joe Locke. Mosaic Records recently announced that they'll be reissuing some Helen Merle albums, which is good news for fans of this under-celebrated singer. One of the records that has brought her some note over the years is a 1950s collaboration with trumpeter Clifford Brown. From that album, here's Born to Be Blue on Afterglow.
Such a chosen few, and clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view, but moonbeams being gold is something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for. Thank you. curtain fell, I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be
uncomfortably misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
me no night when I'm away from you. There shall be no night. My thoughts will stray from you. No new temptation shall make me thrill. For you intrigue me, you always will. There shall be no day without a dream of you, near or far away. I'll always worship you, but if you leave me, my world would fade away. There shall be no moon, there shall be no sun, there shall be no night, no day. There shall be no moon, there shall be no sun, there shall be no night, no day.
Duke Ellington, the great Blanton Webster Orchestra of the early 1940s, performing There Shall Be No Night, with Herb Jeffries taking the vocal honors from the collection Never Know Lament. Before that, we heard vibraphonist Joe Locke doing Time Like the Present from the CD Sticks and Strings, Frank Sinatra with Angel Eyes from his classic late night ballads album Sings for Only the Lonely, and Helen Merle with Clifford Brown starting us off with Born to be Blue. New music and conversation from pianist Frank Kimbrough. That's just ahead on Afterglow. Frank Kimbrough co-founded the Herbie Nichols Project in the 1990s, a group that was devoted to playing both the known and unknown music of Nichols, a very talented composer who died in obscurity in the early 1960s. And he also participated in the Jazz Composers Collective with artists such as Ben Allison, Ted Nash, and Michael Blake. Some of these artists have established themselves as leaders in recent years on the Palmetto label, and Kimbrough is one of them, releasing critically lauded trio dates such as Lullabluby and Play. On his latest release, Air, however, he's returned to the roots of his professional career, solo piano. When Kimbrough first moved to New York in the 1980s, work was difficult to find, and he ended up taking and holding down a solo piano gig for several years. Frank Kimbrough and his early experiences playing solo piano.
It gave me a great opportunity to learn a lot of music, and so I took advantage of that. I tried to learn a new tune every day, and you know, that's sort of where I started playing all the Herbie Nichols material. I was working on N.F. Peacock's music. I was working on, you know, Monk's music and Ellington and, you know, all the standards and, you know, all of that. And it ended up being a very educational experience. It wasn't always gratifying because people weren't always listening. You know what I mean? It was a saloon. And so after a while doing that, I really wanted to play more with other people.
One of the musicians Kimbrough would later play with would be drummer Paul Motion, who first came to fame as a member of Bill Evans' late 1950s, early 1960s trio. Kimbrough leads off here with a Motion composition, It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago.
You know, that's a beautiful tune that Paul wrote, and Paul's been a hero of mine since I was 18 or 19 years old, you know, when I first heard him. And he's played with all my heroes, you know, Paul Blay, Keith Jarrett, Bill Evans, Lee Konitz, you know, on and on and on and on and on. And he didn't start writing until the 70s when he was in his 40s. And now he's got this beautiful book of tunes. It's just great. And this is one that always kind of hit me, you know, in that spot where you want to be hit by a tune.
Thank you.
Frank Kimbrough performing Paul Motion's composition It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago from his new solo piano CD, Air. On the CD, Kimbrough also revisits some of his own compositions. Here he talks about his tune, Quickening.
Quickening is a tune that I wrote some years ago, and it's kind of a staple in my trio repertoire. You know, it's a tune that we're, you know, if you come to hear my trio, you're probably going to hear that tune. It's fun. It's kind of free. You can either play the form or not. And it can, you know, take various forms. It's been recorded a few times. Actually, I have a trio record called Quickening that was on the Omnitone label from a few years ago that was a concert recording from the Jazz Composers Collective series. And I think on that version of it, we didn't really play the form. But when I'm playing it solo these days, I've been playing the form more. So it's, you know, each version of the tune kind of has a life of its own.
Thank you.
pianist Frank Kimbrough performing his own composition, Quickening, from his new CD, Air, available at Amazon and www.palmettorecords.net. On the CD, Kimbrough also performs two Thelonious Monk pieces. I asked him if he finds it more difficult to play tunes by Monk than by other jazz composers.
It's more exacting than a lot. I mean, I think with, you know, I make a distinction between playing tunes by jazz composers and playing standards. I think if you're going to play a tune by Mingus or Duke or Monk, for instance, those are the three that come to mind right away. If you're going to play their music, learn it correctly. You know, learn the melody, play it correctly, play the correct notes, play the correct phrasing and rhythms and changes and all of that stuff. And then, you know, if you find something different to do with it, well, then go ahead. But, you know, they didn't take the time to write all that stuff so that we would come around a generation or two later and just kind of not take it very seriously. So I think that those tunes should be given a special reverence, you know, even if you're going to change them later on. But learn them correctly first, and play them correctly first, and then take it wherever it's going to go.
Thank you.
Frank Kimbrough from his new solo piano CD, Air, performing Thelonious Monk's Coming on the Hudson. Air is available through both Amazon and the Palmetto Records website at www.palmettorecords.net. We'll close out this first hour of Afterglow with music from Fred Astaire and Dee Dee Bridgewater. Here's Astaire singing a song Kurt Elling covered recently on his CD, Night Moves. It's Change Partners on Afterglow.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me, please? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. Been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Here it goes, Ellen.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms. Evermore, leave all your lovelies are weeping on the faraway shore. Oh, honey, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All to myself alone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. Over to myself alone. I want to get you alone. I want to get you and keep you, baby, in my arms. Baby, leave all of those lovelies weeping on the faraway shore, baby. Ah, wow, you're on the briny with the moon big and shiny. I'm melting your heart of stone. Oh, but you think when I say I'd love to get you on a slow.
Bridgewater doing On a Slow Boat to China from the CD Live at Yoshi's, recorded in 1998 with Thomas Bramery on bass, Ali Jackson on percussion, and Terry Elise on piano. Before that, Fred Astaire doing Irving Berlin's Change Partners, a song featured in the Astaire Rogers movie vehicle Carefree, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Alvin Stoller on drums, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Charlie Shavers on trumpet, recorded in 1952 from the CD Steppin' Out, Astaire Sings, music from sessions that were originally released as a 4-LP box set called The Astaire Story. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow, engineered by Jared Disbrow and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. Coming up on the second hour of Afterglow, we'll have more music from pianist Frank Kimbrough's new solo piano CD, Air, and more conversation with Kimbrough himself. To listen to many previous Afterglow programs, visit our website and click on the Archives tab at afterglow.indiana.edu.
Love is often over too fast. Make it last. Let me stay in your spell. Love is sweet, so let's say. All too soon, this dream will be past. Make it last, if life stays on, my fear. Till this moment is lost to the past, make it last.
till this moment is lost to the past.
Singer Betty Carter performing Make It Last from the Impulse CD, I Can't Help It. The arrangement for Make It Last there done by Melba Liston, a trombonist and composer who turns up on many record dates of the 1950s and 60s. She was an integral part of Dizzy Gillespie's big band at one time, and you'll often come across her name in articles or histories of women who've made a mark in the jazz world. Liston was also playing trombone on that track, recorded in 1958, which featured some other Gillespie alumni, Wynton Kelly on piano, Benny Golson on tenor sax, and Gigi Grice on alto sax. David Brent Johnson here with you for a second hour of Afterglow, and we've got more new music and conversation from Frank Kimbrough coming up later on in the hour. In this next set, we'll hear new music from pianist Larry Willis, a jazz interpretation of a rather famous TV theme, and like Helen Merle in the first hour, another vocal side featuring trumpeter Clifford Brown as an accompanist, this time with singer Sarah Vaughan. First, here's Chet Baker doing Long Ago and Far Away on Afterglow.
Dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Beside me waiting, wanting only to be loved. It seems now our love started long ago.
I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but I'm in love. Like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city.
The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. It's crazy, 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 but I'm in love. Thank you.
glad the many millions of Timothys and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance, I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never ever know. It's not that you're attractive, but all my heart grew active when you came into view. Got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion.
Petra Hayden, daughter of famous jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, with guitarist Bill Frisell from their eponymous CD, doing the Gershwins' I've Got a Crush on You. Before that, pianist Larry Willis with tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander performing, yes, the theme from Star Trek from Willis's new CD, The Offering. Sarah Vaughan with trumpeter Clifford Brown before that with It's Crazy from the album Sarah Vaughan. And we started off with Chet Baker doing Long Ago and Far Away from the CD compilation Let's Get Lost, the best of Chet Baker sings. Pianist Frank Kimbrough's new CD, Air, that's coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Pianist Frank Kimbrough has a new CD out on the Palmetto label. It's called Air, and it's being sold to Amazon and the Palmetto website, www.palmettorecords.net. It's a solo piano record, as opposed to the trio records Kimbrough's done in recent years, and I asked him about the benefits and challenges of playing in the solo format.
The musical benefits are primarily a greater sense of freedom, because if you want to modulate to a different key, or if you want to slow something down or speed something up or take a little extra time here or there or elaborate on one idea for a little longer or things like that, you don't have to worry about someone else trying to follow you. It also, on the other side, kind of leaves you at the mercy of your own imagination on that particular day. So if you show up someplace, I've done this, actually. I went to a college to do a solo concert, and I got there, and I sat down at this piano, which was obviously pretty old, and it started out in perfect tune, and by the end of the second tune, it was completely gone. You know, the whole tuning was gone. It was completely out of tune. I had to play, you know, for another hour still. And that was tantamount to torture. You know, that's very, very difficult. So, you know, you're sort of at the mercy of the instrument a little more, because obviously if you have a bass player and a drummer and you've got a bad piano, you can make a lot more bass and drum solos. but it's, you know, it's just a very interesting way to play, playing solo. And, you know, of course you're responsible for everything, you know, for the melody, for the harmony, for the rhythm. You have to be self-reliant in order to do that.
The title track of the CD is one example of the freedom Kimbrough is able to employ in a solo format, and the composition, he says, is especially designed for greater interpretative liberty.
Air is an older tune, too. I wrote that back in the early 90s. It's a tune that's really all about the overtones. It's like you use a lot of pedal. It's very spacious. And there's no bar lines in the tune, so you play these ideas, and you just sort of listen for the shimmer of the overtones, and that tells me when to play the next phrase or when to lift the pedal or something like that. So it's really sort of, I guess, out of time is the word that people would use, although I kind of object to that because, you know, time doesn't stop, it keeps going. So you're always playing in time. But it doesn't have a steady metric pulse, you know.
Thank you.
Frank Kimbrough with the title track, which he wrote from his new Palmetto release, Air. One of the tunes Kimbrough chose for his new CD was featured on a classic and for some controversial piano trio date that Duke Ellington made with Charles Mingus and Max Roach called Money Jungle.
It's a great tune, and you know that's kind of a strange recording. It's kind of, people sort of line up. Some people really love it, and some people really dislike that recording, and I think it's probably due in part to the tension on it, you know? There's a great deal of tension in that recording, in the original recording with Duke and Mingus and Max Roach. And, you know, some people will say, oh, it's almost violent sounding. Well, yeah, it is. But that's also something that's great about it. And it's always been one of my favorite records. But there's something about the tune that where I wanted to slow it down. I play it quite a bit slower than they play it on the original recording, just so you can really hear all the harmonies as they're passing and kind of take a different approach. You know, I don't want to copy what Mingus and Max and Duke did, but I love the tune.
Thank you.
pianist Frank Kimbrough performing Duke Ellington's Wigwise from his new CD, Air, available at Amazon and www.palmettorecords.net. Kimbrough performs a variety of other composers' tunes and revisits some of his own work on the CD. Here he talks about his composition, The Spins.
You know, I was a little concerned about that going into the session. I was saying to Matt, because this was the second session, we knew we were making a record at this point. And I said, wow, you know, well, I could play this. I said, but, you know, we just did it on the last record. And he's like, well, you know, it's going to be completely different because it's solo. You know, it'll be a completely different version of it. He says, go ahead. I did one take of it, I remember thinking as I was playing it, wow, I'm kind of slopping this up. This is really kind of sloppy. I don't know if this is going to really make the cut. But then we listened to it later, and we liked it, you know, slop and all. So we kept it.
Thank you.
Frank Kimbrough with The Spins from his new Palmetto release Air, which can be found online at either Amazon or www.palmettorecords.net. We'll close out this edition of Afterglow with music from tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh and alto saxophonist Lee Konitz, their version of Lester Young's Pound Cake from Live at the Club Montmartre, Volume 1. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow, produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. Special thanks to Frank Kimbrough. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Jared Disbro, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for Afterglow.